WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And hope it's starting off well for you. So far, so good for me. Just a little on the chilly side. 31 degrees. Seems like every morning is right around 30 degrees these days. But we're going to have some slightly warmer weather today, tomorrow. Some wet weather coming in as well. And then a decent Thanksgiving. So we have a lot that we can discuss this morning. We'll take your phone calls, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But one of the things that are definitely happening today is people are heading out and traveling. So if you are hitting the road, good luck to you. I know it's, you know, still a couple of days away from Thanksgiving, but some people want to get there ahead of time. I always, you know, I've never had to travel for Thanksgiving. I've only had to go, you know, 25 miles. So it's never been a thing I've had to worry about. In fact, most of my family, actually, it's maybe a little bit more, maybe like 35, 40. But most of my family lives about, you know, we're all pretty close to each other, like in terms of distance. And so it's not a big deal. You know, if I've got to be at my sister's house for 2 o'clock, I'm going to leave at 1 o'clock. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to have to like leave today and start driving across multiple states to get there like Wednesday night, or to have to fly on Thanksgiving. But a lot of people do travel. And one thing that always amazed me would be that I'd be leaving. So back in the days when I'd have to cover football games, you know, those games don't get over until noon. And I would always be covering Wareham, Bourne. So I'd either be in Wareham or I'd be in Bourne. And where I lived, for most of the time that I was covering these games, I was closer to Bourne High than I was to Wareham High. I guess it's probably equidistant. But I could just jump right on 25 and go over the Bourne Bridge and be at Bourne High School and then come right back. And so I'd probably be leaving after writing the game. I'd be leaving my house, because what would happen is, you know, my ex-wife and son, they would go to her mother's house rather than they're not going to sit around and wait for me to finish writing a game story. And then I would leave and go join them. I'd either, some years I would go and drive to my mother-in-law's house and write there. Other years I would go home and write and then join them afterward. But I invariably, I'd be on the road sometime between 12 and 2, 12 and 3 maybe at the latest. And there was so much traffic on the road on Thanksgiving at that time. I couldn't believe how many people were on the road at that time. And this was every year. In fact, one year I think I drove by Larry David. I'm serious. I think I'm like 75% sure it was him driving a Prius. which it turns out he was on the vineyard that time, you know, at that time period. So I don't know. It's possible. Could have been him. But anyway, I was surprised by how much traffic there was on the road on Thanksgiving Day. So if you are traveling now, safe travels to you. If you're traveling tomorrow, safe travels to you. Hope that you get where you're going. And speaking of traveling, so I saw this post on Facebook yesterday, last night. I was just kind of scrolling around, and I saw a post from Fox News, which I don't follow, but Facebook fed to me. And it's a picture of a woman traveling in an airport. And the caption says, "Dress for success. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has a message for Americans. Stop wearing pajamas on planes." And then the photo has a quote from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on it. It says, "Let's try not to wear slippers and pajamas as we come to the airport." Now, the picture of the woman looks like she's wearing, you know, white pants and fuzzy boots. It doesn't mean that she's in pajamas. So it might not have been the best photo for Fox News to select. But I share this. Might be the first time I've shared a Fox News story on Facebook. But I shared this and wrote, "People used to dress up to take a flight back in the day," because that's, you know, what all the comments are under the story. And I said, "Yeah, and look how much room they had and the meal that they were served. It was a different experience flying on planes in those days. Now planes are just a bus in the sky with a free cup of Coke." So I wrote, "Dress for the bus." And most people, actually, I think everybody that's commented on my post has agreed with me. On the original Fox post, you know, it's got 28,000 comments. And most people are kind of the same mindset that I am. Like, who cares? You know, focus on getting more air traffic controllers. Focus on airline safety. You know, I wear comfortable clothes because a flight is an uncomfortable thing. People say they wear uncomfortable clothes because they've got to go through security checkpoints and it's easier. So this is from the Fox News story. "While speaking at a Newark airport in New Jersey on Monday, Duffy said he had noticed a, quote, a degradation of civility among air travelers and launched what he called a civility campaign to encourage courtesy and patience during the crush of holiday travel." Now, I agree with that. There's definitely been a degradation of civility on airplanes. Duffy encouraged travelers to say please and thank you to our pilots and to our flight attendants, which I would say most people do. I mean, I'm usually the last person to get off an airplane because I'm not, unless I have another flight I got to catch, you know, I don't need to get up and run off the plane like other people do. Like, I'll just sit and relax, and I'm happy to be the last person off if that's the case. And I see people thanking the flight attendants, thanking the pilot. I'd say most people do that. I've never been on a flight where somebody has been rude to the staff. I've been on planes where people have argued with each other. You know, usually members of the same family get into an argument. But I've never seen anybody be rude to the staff. But I know that it does happen. But believe me, I've seen the videos just like everybody else. But he also says to dress with some respect. And he says, you know, whether it's a pair of jeans and a decent shirt, I would encourage people to maybe dress a little better, which encourages us to maybe behave a little better. Let's try not to wear slippers and pajamas as we come to the airport. I think that's positive. I think that that's an overreach. To think that what people are wearing has to do with their behavior. No, their behavior has to do with the fact that they're paying hundreds of dollars for something that is fundamentally aggravating to begin with. They're already agitated. And also, flights are anxious things for people. So they're going to be not in their right mind necessarily to begin with. You know, something might set them off very easily. So I think I would rather have people be comfortable on a plane. I mean, obviously, you know, wear deodorant. Take a shower before you get on the plane. But I don't care if somebody's wearing pajamas. I don't care if somebody's wearing slippers. I would rather you be comfortable and less agitated and less annoying to me than care about what you're wearing. But maybe you feel differently. 508-996-0500. Some of you are probably getting ready to go to the airport right now and you're putting on your pajamas and saying, wait, should I change? I mean, listen, I'm not a fan of wearing pajamas in public. I don't like to leave the house in sweatpants unless I'm just like running down to the store. But that's just me. If you wear sweatpants out, I don't judge you for it. Even if you wear pajamas out, I don't judge you for it. I've kind of adopted a mind your own business approach when it comes to a lot of little things like that. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, I saw one person saying, if I go on an airplane and I wear pajamas or you know, loose fitting, comfortable clothing, I'm more likely to fall asleep. If I fall asleep, I'm less likely to be an annoyance and a disturbance to other people. Wouldn't you rather have me be asleep? And I think that makes sense. And I've never actually, you know, again, I don't fly every day, but I've probably flown a couple dozen times now. And I've never seen somebody in like pajamas where I was like, oh, that person has just rolled out of bed and came to the flight. You know, they're wearing sweatpants or jogging pants or leggings if it's a woman or leggings if it's a man, you know. But it's people in comfortable clothes. That if you said to somebody, hey, do you want to go to the mall, that they might put on. And the idea that, you know, dressing differently would make people behave differently, I think that's a ridiculous idea. 508-996-0500. Imagine if you were wearing a suit. If you don't wear a suit, see, that's the difference. Is in those days when people traveled in that kind of clothing, they wore that kind of clothing. Society has changed. The average person isn't comfortable wearing a suit every day. The average person isn't comfortable wearing a dress and heels every day. So now you're going to make them uncomfortable in an already uncomfortable situation. But anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But I thought I'd throw that out today in case you have an opinion on that. Let me take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You're waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Welcome back. And of course, November is Men's Health Awareness Month, and men, you might be looking at Thanksgiving and thinking to yourself, I've already put on way too much weight this fall. I already am dreading looking at the scale the day after Thanksgiving. Listen, do yourself a favor. Allow yourself to have Thanksgiving with the family where you're not concerned about that. You know, be thankful for what you have and be thankful for the time with your family. And don't stress about your weight for the next 2 days, 3 days. But then on Friday, get yourself at the online to theultimatemensclinic.com and start making your plan. The Ultimate Men's Clinic knows the intricacies of what it's like to be a man and try to lose weight. See, men are not homogenous, and certainly it's not as easy for men to kind of go it alone when it comes to trying to navigate weight loss. They definitely need some guidance, and they need to understand how their metabolism works. And Dr. Jack Rocco and his team over at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, they can help you with all of that. So instead of trying to go it alone and figure it out for yourself, you can get a customized plan and results that will make you be motivated to keep going. So weight loss is just one of the many services they can offer at the Ultimate Men's Clinic. Sexual health, mental health, overall physical health. As Dr. Jack says, do you want to be 40 and look like you're 60? Or do you want to be 60 and look like you're 40? And if the latter is what interests you, reach out to the Ultimate Men's Clinic, 508-505-9100. That's 508-505-9100. Or, of course, the easiest way is visit them online at theultimatemensclinic.com. All right, let's go into the newsroom now. Get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
The busiest travel time in at least 15 years upon us. U.S. postage rates heading higher and the Powerball jackpot also on the rise.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Authorities asking people to keep safety at the top of mind when you're cooking for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is the peak day for home cooking fires, and with more than three times the daily average. Cooking causes half, over 52%, of all reported home fires.
Florida Fire Marshal Blaze Ingolia says use common sense, especially if you're trying to fry your bird. Keep the fire far away from your home and at ground level, and make sure your turkey is completely thawed before putting it in the hot oil, and do not overfill the fryer. Keep your kids far away and your fire extinguisher close by. The United States Postal Service announcing plans to raise its shipping rates in the new year.
USPS filed a notice with the Postal Regulatory Commission for the adjustment, and now customers can expect a 6.6% increase for Priority Mail, 5.1% for Priority Mail Express, 7.8% for USPS Ground Advantage, and 6% for Parcel Select. The adjustments have been approved by the Board of Governors and will take effect January 18th. USPS said shipping service prices are set by market conditions, unlike mailing service prices, which are determined by the Consumer Price Index. I'm Monica Nelson.
This Thanksgiving travel season could be the busiest ever. Ryan Chandler reports that weather could also complicate things in some parts of the country, with delays already being seen at some airports.
Today into Wednesday, as people really start to pick up their travel, we could see similar delays at places like Chicago, Charlotte, Atlanta, even up to New York and D.C.
AAA estimates that almost 82 million people will be traveling over the holidays, up to 2%. Higher from last year. Meanwhile, the FAA is experiencing the busiest travel time in 15 years as airlines get up and running again after the government shutdown. Today, shaping up to be the peak travel day with more than 52,000 flights taking to the sky. An 8-year-old girl has been hospitalized after a shooting at an apartment in Del Rey, California.
The girl was shot on Sunday afternoon. The LAPD says she was hit by a stray bullet fired from a neighbor's apartment. The bullet went through the wall. The girl is in stable condition and is expected to survive. No arrests have been made, but officers confiscated the guns from the neighboring apartment at the center of the investigation. I'm Daniel Martindale.
COVID-19 cases are climbing or likely to grow in 19 states, including Texas, Michigan, Colorado, and Massachusetts. That's according to the CDC, which is recommending COVID shots for those 6 months and older, using a decision-making approach that weighs personal risk, those in most danger or serious illness, and in seniors 65 and up, those with chronic conditions, and people who are immunocompromised. As we head into Thanksgiving gatherings, the CDC advising hosts to consider celebrating outdoors or to open windows or use fans inside, also recommending to stay home if you're not feeling well. Health officials are raising concerns as the flu is spreading earlier than usual in some parts of the country.
Some infectious disease specialists have already noted a sharp increase in flu cases over the past few weeks as a form of the virus called H3N2 subclade K has set off massive outbreaks in Canada and the UK. The CDC says the majority of flu circulating so far this season in the U.S. is the H3N2 strain, which can cause more hospitalizations and deaths in older adults. The concerns come as millions of Americans prepare to travel and gather for the Thanksgiving and other upcoming holidays. I'm Jim Roop.
Just in time for Thanksgiving, Heinz is out with turkey gravy in a squeeze bottle.
The company says the launch was inspired by Friend's famous Moist Maker sandwich. The new squeezable gravy is made for Thanksgiving leftovers and comes in a kit that can be ordered online. The Heinz Leftover Gravy Kit includes a squeezable bottle of its classic turkey gravy and a recipe card for preparing what's being billed as the ultimate Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. Details on the limited edition kit are available at Walmart.com. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Lottery players will have one more shot at the massive Powerball jackpot before the Thanksgiving holiday. No grand prize winner last night, so the jackpot jumps to $681 million at the next drawing tomorrow. The cash option on that works out to be about $315 million, with the odds of winning about one in 292 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics and Bruins both off this evening. Celtics take on the Pistons at home tomorrow. Bruins, Islanders, tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A few icy spots early this morning. Otherwise, increasing clouds, staying dry during the daylight hours. High temperatures, mid-50s. Widespread rain likely for tonight. Milder temperatures in the 50s. Scattered showers on Wednesday. Still very mild, 55 to 60. Gusty, cool and dry for Thanksgiving Thursday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in, and if you are looking for a nice place to go out to dinner tonight, because you're going to be cooking, or somebody's going to be cooking Thursday, and you're going to be eating leftovers Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you're looking for a good place to go out to eat, but you want to have some nice flavors of fall, check out Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton and Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. It's the premier bar and grill for elevated cuisine in a casual, relaxed setting, from family dinner to a special date night to just a get-together with friends to watch the game. Brack's has something for everyone and every occasion. They have 24 beers on tap, and they have the finest scotches, bourbons, and whiskeys. So it's a really good place to kind of warm up on a cool evening. And as I mentioned, they do have the flavors of fall. In fact, one of the seasonal meals that they're offering, and I gotta go try this. The apple pumpkin pork ribeye. The apple pumpkin pork ribeye. That sounds incredible. That sounds like all of autumn on a plate. And that's just one of the many great fall flavors you'll find at Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton and Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. And you can find out more by following them on Facebook. That's where you'll find all of their menu specials and events. And you can get more information at bracksgrillandtap.com. I love fall flavors. I love the butternut ravioli. I love the things like apple and pumpkin and the cinnamon. I love when everything kind of all comes together in that nice fall flavor. I like it better than most anything else. I think I might even rather have the flavors of fall than like some fresh summer seafood. I know, crazy, right? So there's another story that I wanted to bring to your attention. So we've been talking about that issue in Newport where there were a couple of kids on the football team that got arrested and charged with assaulting a special needs student at the school. Well, now they've charged two more kids. So it's now been four students that are involved in this. They forced the football team at this school in Newport to forego the rest of their season, which I don't know what that means. Is that just the Thanksgiving Day game? Is that, were they in the postseason tournament? Although, I don't know how Rhode Island's postseason shakes out. I don't know how it works. Massachusetts is hard enough to figure out. But they basically got the season canceled, the rest of the season canceled for the team. For something that apparently has been an ongoing thing, according to some of the reporting, that this has been something that the football team has been doing for a long time. And this special needs student serves as a coach's assistant on the team. And, you know, not that hazing is a good thing, but this was probably, you know, his turn. I don't think it was targeting this student because he was special needs. At least not based on the reporting. From what they were saying, he was on his knees in like a prayer-like position while he was being whipped with a belt. Which just sounds absolutely brutal. So now they're conducting an investigation into this to see, you know, how long this has been going on for and what's been involved, and there may be more punishment that comes out as a result of it. But it's something we'll definitely keep an eye on. I mean, when I was in high school, I wasn't on the football team, but I know the guys that were on the football team, and, you know, there was a lot of busting on each other, but I don't think anybody committed any serious acts of hazing. I mean, I remember in gym class, we would throw a kid in the shower after they put their clothes on. I mean, that's still not a good thing to do, but I shouldn't say we. I didn't do it. But that was what they would do. And it wasn't like they put you in there and like dunked you under the water and held you under the water or anything. It was they'd turn on the water and just kind of push you into the shower and walk away. You just got a little splash. It wasn't like you were soaked. But I don't remember any hazing. I mean, we used to all sit together at the lunch table and intentionally pick on each other, but we would, it was roasting each other. I mean, I've talked about this before. I was the homeless kid in high school for a little bit. And that kind of followed me around. And there was a kid that would pick on me about that. You know, he would make jokes about that. But I never felt like he was trying to hurt my feelings. He was just busting on me. In fact, he's still one of my good friends to this day. And he still busts on me for things. I don't know. I think that there's a line, though. When you've got a kid down in a prayer-like position and you're whipping him with a belt, that's a little bit different than just tossing somebody in a shower. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me get a break in here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Life is filled with many paths. But for Native American children, the most important path is the one that leads them out of poverty.
It's a path that led me here to St. Joseph's Indian School.
And 96% of St. Joe's students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average.
St. Joseph's Indian School is our path to a brighter future.
Learn more at stjo.org today.
Austin Sindrick here, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, to give you a quick message about tire safety. As a professional driver, safety and winning go hand in hand. That's why we make pit stops. Off the track, I regularly check my tires and wheels too. Stop by a local tire retailer for a tire safety check on your vehicle, or do a quick check of your tire's tread with a penny test at home.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Back in 508-996-0500. And if you are thinking that you need to get yourself into the holiday spirit, you want to hear some Christmas music live and in person. Now, I'm not going to play Christmas music on the show. I think I might have some lined up for the Gen X files, but just briefly, because I'm very much of the mindset of you don't play Christmas music until like the week of Christmas. I know. I'm a bit of a Scrooge in that regard. But what's Christmas on? Thursday? So I think we're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that week. So maybe I'll start playing Christmas the Friday before for Fun Friday. Maybe I'll start playing Christmas music the Friday before. What's that, the 19th? But generally, I wait until like a week before Christmas before I start playing Christmas music. Just, it can be too much too fast. It's not that I hate it. I just don't love it. But if you are someone who needs it to get you in the holiday spirit, And maybe I do. Maybe I just don't want to be in the holiday spirit until the week before Christmas. But if you are someone who loves Christmas music and wants to see it performed live and loves a cappella music, have we got tickets for you? Straight No Chaser, one of the most popular a cappella groups in the world, is coming to Boston with their holiday road tour. And they're going to be performing on Thursday, December 4th, at MGM Music Hall at Fenway, which is a great venue if you've never been. And so they're going to be performing holiday songs and other stuff as part of this show. And you can still get tickets if you go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app. We have a post there for this contest, and in that is a link if you'd like to just buy tickets straight up and not worry about winning them. But if you want to try to win a free pair, you can enter in your information there. We're going to pick our winners tomorrow after the show, so you have until 9 a.m. tomorrow to get your name in there. And then we'll pick our winners. They're virtual tickets, so Casey will just have you sign something virtually and then send it back. And once you send it back, she'll ask you for the email associated with your Ticketmaster account. If you don't have one, you can just go and download the Ticketmaster app and create your account. And then she just sends you the tickets virtually. So you don't have to come to the station and pick them up. You don't have to worry about, you know, remembering them when you leave for the show. They're going to be right there on your phone. And you can be getting into the holidays the acapella way. With Straight No Chaser. If you want to enter to win those tickets, you can do that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And where they're already in the holiday spirit. I was over there the other day. So we were talking about this. I put the question up on Facebook. Based on the Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's comments, basically saying to people, stop wearing pajamas to the airport. Stop wearing slippers to the airport. So I put the question up on Facebook, on the WBSM Facebook page, to see how people feel about that. And we've already got some comments rolling in. Thomas says, who cares? And, I kind of agree. Like, there's more things to worry about at the airport than what people are wearing. John says, it depends on the trip. Vacation, I'm wearing comfy. I don't care what people think. I'm not on their vacation. I'm on mine. If it's for business, I'm going looking good. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you've got a meeting that you've got to go to right when you get off the airplane, or if you're not staying and bringing a bag with extra clothes, sure, dress for where you need to be. Catherine says, comfort. Nobody's looking at what you're wearing. Linda says, comfortable first. I wouldn't do pajamas, though. Kathy says, respectable comfort. Deborah also votes for comfort. Thomas says, wear what you want. It's a free country. John says, comfort. Paul says, comfort first until delays are no longer and airlines get their act together. People don't dress up anymore at all, never mind just when flying. And then Catherine says, why is this even an issue at this point with so much other crap going on? Seriously, I don't know. Ask the transportation secretary. He brought it up. But I would agree with that. There's more important things to worry about at airports than what people are wearing. But somebody, when I posted this on my own Facebook page, somebody brought up a good point. Dress for having to sleep on the floor of the airport. Because you never know when that's going to happen. Trust me, I had it happen to me. Granted, it won't always be a tornado on the tarmac. But you never know when flights are going to get canceled, delayed, and you've got nowhere to go but staying in the airport. So you can sound off on that on our Facebook page, or if you want to call in 508-996-0500. You can also send in app chat messages or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, though, let me get in my final break of this hour. We'll be right back.
And we're laughing with love at it all.
All right, we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. Before that, though, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps.